Well, I hope everyone's doing good today. In fact, if it's not great, we are going to read some Florida headlines. And hopefully, that can make everything better. Well, to start it off, one of the trendiest stories to kick off 2024 happened at a Miami mall, where people reported an alien on the premises. While authorities said they responded because of an incident involving teenagers, they didn't stop the blitz of social media conspiracy theories. Apparently, an alien was walking around Miami. The way things are, I am not surprised. Another crazy story that people were at a Carnival cruise passenger ship, and they reported someone throwing up bright blue vomit. The woman claimed she had her traveling companions contracted a mysterious illness and left one of them reportedly chunking up a parasite. That wasn't the end of the wild stories either. A Florida father who got into a shootout with police after he allegedly wrote a letter insisting his daughter to go out with him. Unfortunately, the shocking confession ended in tragedy. That's just some of them. Let's read another one. Florida man faces a felony charge after police said he used someone's missing phone to call a bomb threat at a supermarket. An arrest report obtained the smoking gun shows the incident happened at a retailer in Port Charlotte on Friday afternoon, January 19th. Police officers responded to the scene after a man made a bomb threat to 911 dispatcher and hung up. According to officials, the dispatcher dialed the number back. The suspect allegedly said tick tock, tick tock, and abruptly called again. Authorities spoke to the owner of the suspected cell phone, who told the cops he left it inside the store. Police then reviewed surveillance cameras, which showed another man walking into a bathroom moments before the 911 call was made. Police identified the suspicious caller as 28-year-old Cody Clements, who lived about 10 miles away from the store. Reporters learned when officers confronted Clements about the alleged bomb threat, he confessed of seeing the cell phone in the stall and deciding to make a 911 prank call. The police report reads, Clements was admitted to being inspired by TikTok videos. The pranksters would make fake bomb threats and declared to make one himself. The 28-year-old was charged with making a false report of planting a bomb or weapon of mass destruction, a second-degree felony. He was released on a $15,000 bond. According to reporters, a judge ordered him not to have any contact with that specific chain of retailers. Crazy stuff we learned about today. Really crazy stuff. Here we go. Here's a new one from iHeart.com. An arrest warrant has been issued for a man accused of abandoning his sailboat on the Florida beach, Michael John Grimes. 49 is wanted after allegedly dumping a vessel on New Smyrna Beach back in November, according to the Friday, January 26th social media post from the Valsula Sheriff's Office. Deputies claim Grimes committed a felony violation of Florida's litter law, which applies to contents exceeding 500 pounds. Our beaches aren't your dumping grounds, the post reads. We've been trying to get in contact with him since November, but he has not responded and has shown no attention to removing his boat. Sheriff Mike Chitwood told WKMG this was the first time they've had to deal with such a case. According to the sheriff, Grimes ordered an Uber back to his hotel after his vessel washed ashore. Then the 49-year-old contacted the Coast Guard at Seato. He was quoted a price of $15,000 to have the boat removed from the beach. This is a quote. He climbed over the dunes and called for an Uber and went back to the hotel room, then checked out the next morning, Chitwood explained. Usually get you some kind of cooperation, once we identify who had dumped their boat. Officials said they did not know the whereabouts of Grimes at the time of reporting. Deputies stated his last known address was listed in Concord, California. The warrant carries national extraction, the sheriff's office noted. We've been trying to get in contact with him since November, but he has not responded, has not shown no intention of removing his boat. Grimes' last known address in the Concord, California location, unknown at this point, but the warrant carries nationwide extraction. That's just crazy. That's insane. Here's a crazy one we're going to read here. A Florida woman is facing charges after authorities claim she attacked her boyfriend with a Christmas tree. Police arrest 20-year-old Morel Rivera in connection to the incident that unfolded around 3:30 a.m. on Christmas Eve. According to the arrest obtained by Fox News, police said Rivera was arguing with the victim over his alleged infidelity in their St. Petersburg home, where the alleged attack happened. Officers confirmed that the suspect and victim were in a romantic relationship and had been living together for over 2 years. As the boyfriend walked away from the verbal dispute, Rivera followed him into the living room and lifted a Christmas tree, officials wrote. The suspect started striking the victim multiple times with the tree as he was laying on the couch, leaving him with several minor scratches on his upper body and arms, defendant reads. Rivera was booked into Pinellas County Jail for domestic battery and a misdemeanor charge. According to online jail records, she was released from custody on Christmas Day. Earlier this year, another Florida woman was arrested for attempted murder after she was accused for stabbing her boyfriend with the Christmas tree. Just the amount of stuff that happened in Florida that nobody really bothers to read is really insane. Here's one. Title being Florida Woman Finds Entire Driveway Stolen After Listing House for Sale. I don't know how that's possible to steal a driveway. A single Florida mother was left shocked after she came home to her entire driveway gone. Amanda told WFTV the strange crime happened last month, leaving a muddy dirt path in front of her Orange County home she's trying to sell. I come home and my driveway is gone, she said. Shortly after she listed her house for sale, she claims her son spotted contractors on her property measuring her driveway. The mother confronted the crew, who told a mysterious man known as Andre hired them to a price that would replacement for the driveway. This Andre, who allegedly claimed to be the homeowner, provided a price estimate and her address in text messages with the contractors. After getting a call from the authorities, Andre said he got the address wrong and that nothing would happen. A week later, she came home to find her driveway ripped up from her property. Doorbell camera footage shared with the reporters caught a buzz loader tearing up the concrete and hauling it away. No one's going to buy this, she told WFTV. This brings down the property now and just messes it up for me and my family. The sudden theft almost endangered her plans since she recently replaced the roof and made another investment. On top of that, she was under contract to sell the house within 2 weeks, or she'd lose the property she was slated to buy. A company told her it would cost $10,000 to replace the driveway, so she launched a GoFundMe. Luckily, the community stepped in to assist her. Not only did her GoFundMe blow past the fundraising goal, but an anonymous benefactor offered a replacement of the concrete for free. As a result, she made plans to donate the money to a local charity, according to WFTV. Her real estate agent suspects her client was the victim of a scam. As for who orchestrated this bizarre theft, that remains a mystery. The Orange County Sheriff's Office is investigating this incident. Just someone trying to sell their house, get a new life going, and they can't do it all because of a scam that so many people fought for over and over and over. Headline for this one. This is crazy. From another iHeart.com post. Naked Florida woman drunkenly waves knife at gas station staff, police. A Florida woman was arrested after she allegedly waved a knife at a gas station employee while drunk and naked. The incident happened at the racetrack located at 2551 54th Avenue in St. Petersburg, according to the arrest evidence obtained by the Fox 35 Orlando. Pinellas County deputies said 35-year-old Selena barged into the gas station Sunday evening, January 28th, waving a sharp-edged peeler corner at employees. Officials learned that she previously trespassed from a business in November and complained about the incident during the alleged drunken disturbance. The naked suspect allegedly threatened staff with the weapon, banged the knife onto the counter, and belted cursors at the cashier, according to the evidence. When the general manager approached Barrett, she reportedly threatened him with the peel worker, the sheriff's office wrote. This states the 35-year-old woman told the manager she was going to kill him before she eventually walked away. Then she walked over to the display holding 50 Red Bull drinks and destroyed a carton of cigarettes, officials added. When deputies responded to the gas station, she allegedly started touching herself as she was being taken in custody. She also told police she had 6 shots of liquor before heading to the racetrack. Barrett was booked into the county jail for charges of aggravated assault, disorderly intoxication, criminal mischief, exposure of sexual organs, and trespassing. She remains in custody as of Wednesday, January 31st. That is insane. Workers just trying to experience the job, earn money for them and their families, have to deal with someone that could possibly take their life. That is crazy. Passengers accused of sneaking over 100 bags of marijuana on a Florida cruise. 2 cruise passengers are facing serious charges after federal agents reportedly found over 100 bags of marijuana in their luggage. Michael and Savannah were arrested on a slew of drug-related charges earlier this month, according to Department of Homeland Security, DHS, evidence obtained by WKMG. Officials said the duo boarded the Norwegian Joy cruise ship on January 11th for a trip to Miami to England. The investigators confronted the passenger room. Miami claims that she met Queensberry at the bar on the ship. The evidence reads, DHS agents reportedly let her leave the room. Documents state officials discovered 56 vacuum-sealed bags holding a green leafy substance, which later tested positive for marijuana inside Queensberry's bags. The traveler told investigators weed was for personal use and had a medical marijuana card in California, according to the evidence. Officials then brought her back to her room and found 56 more sealed bags of marijuana in her luggage, according to DHS. Although federal agents reported seized 112 bags of marijuana weighing more than 150 pounds from the duo, Queensberry and Miami were charged with conspiracy to export controlled substance, attempted exportation of controlled substance, conspiracy to possess and inherit, intent to distribute a controlled substance and possession the intent to distribute a controlled substance. The pair pleaded not guilty to the indictment, according to the court records. Reporters say jury trial is scheduled for March 11th. Interesting. Now, here's something different. Florida woman tries to kill husband over postcard from ex-girlfriend. Authorities in Florida arrest a woman accused of trying to kill her husband after he received a woman he dated for over 60 years ago, Bertha Yalter. 71 is facing three charges, including attempted murder, over an incident that happened in North Miami Beach gated community on Sunday, January 28th, according to WPLG. Officers responded to the apartment near the intersection of Northeast 169th Street and 35th Avenue. The victim told officers his wife tried to kill him after the postcard arrived at their home, noticing the sender of his ex-girlfriend. An arrest report reads, documents claim Yalter became upset and started trying to soothe her husband. Investigators also reported the victim was extremely fragile and suffered several serious bruises and one laceration, as well as open bite marks that were bleeding. Officials also obtained video of the brutal attack. Yalter confessed to attacking her husband while speaking with officers, the police report revealed. Officers around the 71-year-old wife at the apartment around 3:40 p.m. had booked her into jail. She was held without bond and charges of attempted murder, aggravated battery on a person who was 65 or older, and tampering with a victim, according to reporters. Just someone that is trying to just chill. He got a note from someone that he dated over 60 years ago. Probably trying to catch up in life and be friends. Wow. That's crazy. Well, as I'm looking for another one, I hope you guys are enjoying. And if you do, please make sure to like another one. That would be greatly appreciated. And if you guys like this, I can post more. Not just about Florida, but just more podcasts in general. This one will be the last one I do tonight. So here is the headline. Florida teen boards wrong flight, ends up in Puerto Rico instead of Ohio. I don't know how you would mess that up. Florida father was baffled after he found out his teenage son boarded the wrong flight and ended up in Puerto Rico. Ryan Luis told WKMG this was his first time 16-year-old son Logan flew by himself. The boy is supposed to fly from Tampa to Cleveland, Ohio through Frontier Airlines. But an employee didn't scan his boarding pass before he went on the incorrect flight. As a result, Logan found himself alone in San Juan. If he would have landed in another state, I could have just got the car and drove and had him on the phone to say, "Hey, Logan, just don't do anything. Just stay there. I'll be there in X amount of hours," Lowe said. "I can't do that when he's in Puerto Rico." The following day, the 16-year-old was flown back to Tampa and made it to Cleveland. According to reporters, Frontier said the mix-up happened because the flights departed from the same gate. The company had also apologized to the boy's family for the mistake. "They offered me a voucher to an airline that just lost my son," Lowe's told the news station. "I want accountability. These airlines are not being held accountable. The airline allows passengers who are 15 and older to fly alone, and they don't have to have a program that monitors and escorts unaccompanied minors on flights." Last week, a 6-year-old boy was put on the wrong flight alone to Florida days before Christmas. Well, for stories, that will wrap it up. I really hope you guys enjoyed. And I will make sure to record every day I possibly can, even if it's a few, just to get the media that you want. Anyway, my name's Chrome. Listening.